Sunday Central's Form Express.
First stop on the Form Express today will be Taree. We'll take in a full preview of the Taree program, given that it's Taree Cup Day. That first four in the opener from Healesville, $231.70. Kev Casey's done the form for us at Taree. Kev, good morning.
I have, yes, good morning to you, Brennan. Yeah, I have done the form, and from a couple of days out, we expected the rain overnight. We got that, so we're soft seven at the moment. Continues to rain. The radar says we're going to get a little more throughout the day, which will take us to heavy. They've had rain since that soft seven raining this morning, so we can expect a downgrade or two. I think they'll get through it. They've actually shifted the Taree Cup from August this year to avoid wet tracks. I think the last five, six runnings of the Taree Cup have been on good during the month of August, but we're going to end up with a wet one today. But it does affect some races, but confidence levels are still pretty good for a particular half of them.
Race number one at Taree on Cup Day is a Class 1 over the 1,250 metres. 8, the Scratching Thundermoon, 250. Jutland, 5, 550 for Pumbarua. How do we like in the opener, Kev? Seems we might have lost Kev there momentarily. Colts, Geldings and Entires Class 1 is the opening event from Taree today. We might try again. Kev, who do we like in the first? No, Kev's not there. He's dropped out. We'll take a look at the jockey challenge for the program of racing today at Taree. And in the jockey challenge there, the favourite is Reece Jones at $4. Any other jockey, $4.60. Andrew Gibbons, $5.50. Matt Bennett at $6. Christian Reith, $6.50. Ashley Morgan at $9.50. Aaron Bullock at $10. Chance of Michaela Weir, $12. Chance. So Reece Jones is the one holding the call in the jockey challenge at the moment. And looks as though we've got Kev back on the line now. Kev, who do we like in race number one?
Hello again. In the first, Thunder Moon looks a good option here. Lightly raced horses. Had two starts, went from the maiden win on debut to get beaten at odds on, but it was still a nice performance there last time, and has that 1,200 sort of metre run experience. Tupulawara is perhaps the danger. Just has to extend out here from 1,000 metres to a 1,250-metre assignment, as well as graduating from the maiden. But Three Clop, happy with the rain falling. I think he's a danger for sure and certain. He's been on soft seven the last couple and ran well on a heavy 10 prior to the break. And seven off your rocker two was good recently. 5, 6, 3, 7 for the first.
Race number two, Phillies and Mares Class 1 over 1250. Scratchings are 1, 2, 3 and 11. Baquetto is the Tanfix Dodds favourite at 3.10, just ahead of Dawnburst at $3.40. 6.50 for Swamp Nation and La Signoire at $6.50.
Yeah, hey, Dawnburst, she's been racing on soft tracks, off 6.7 in her two this preparation. She'll be Woken with a Kiss. We're going to tip later on, first up, and then went to Scone and was pretty good. Quick back up here, 6 days after that run at Scone. The leader just kicked on there. She was rock solid, I thought, going down by a length or so. She can be something to beat here. She should set up quite well in running. Dangers for Juan Fontaine. A bit of speed's come out of this race. I think this one can be forward. Obviously struggles, had struggled to back up that that sole win. Nine, too much heaven now. This one has a heavy track win from Coffs Harbour last start. In fact, both her runs have been on heavy, so she's happy in these conditions. She looks a threat. She's lightly raced. And seven, Baquetto, the other one, who's third up. Someone needs to lift it up a little bit. I know she sort of finished off okay at Kempsey, but this she needs to take that third up improvement. 8, 4, 9, 7, race two.
8, 4, 9, 7 in race number two. Race number three is a maiden over 1,000. 2 and 8 come out. Paradise Island is a favourite for Christian Reith at $2.60. Ruby Air, $3.70. Trumps to $5.
Well, I want to back Ruby Air here, the newcomer, and one of them, 12 Ruby Air. She's trialled at home at Scone, going back 11 days ago. For mine, was pretty impressive. She bounced to the front. She kept finding no pressure at all. She She looks to have her share of racing races to win, I reckon. She's a Rubik filly. She's out of a mare called Harry, who I used to back to some success back in the day. So I think she has shown good enough ability in that trial. She's just, you know, her action looks quite pretty for mine. I think she's something to beat here. 11 Paradise Island can be the danger. Needs to switch from dry tracks to this wetter track. But she'll find her way over on speed, I think. And she was reasonable last time. Not sure she's the favourite here, though. 10 My One next best and 4 Trumps to get some sort of chance to fill a top 4 spot after having some hold-ups first up. 12, 11, 10 and 4, race 3.
Race number 4, a benchmark 66 over 1,600 metres. 12 comes out of the fourth event. Our Castaway 250. Shady at $7. Lava at $7, $8 for Vicky's one.
Yeah, very interesting race. Our Castaway, I'm going to make the best of the day. He's had 2 runs back from a long, long break. Obviously had a serious issue 2 years off the scene. And he was able to win and by panels, first up on soft 7 at Grafton. Then to a class 1 at Sunshine Coast last time, going from 14 to 16. And look, the ride was query there. He was solidly backed into a shade of the red. He drew inside. He got well off the fence before the turn, just to be clear, and then he wasn't clear. Really sort of attacked the line and probably should have won. I don't think there's much question about that. I think he gets to a great spot here. Probably one out, one back in the run, and he looks to be on the up. I'm happy with him. We've seen him on heavy and be quite sound on heavy. The thing is here, he's up against a couple in number 7, Vicky's one, and number 1, Flying Mojo, who love Tari and love the heavy. So they're serious dangers, but I think our Castaway's got the scope to be probably a better horse than them. So 2-7-1-9, she's independent, can run another 4th there. 2-7-1-9, race 4.
Race number 5 is a 1,400 metre maiden. Scratchings are 2, 5, 8 and 17. Tab Fixed Odds favourite is number 3, Mr 88 at $2.80. Woken with a Kiss at $4. Evocator at $5.50. Gem Flight 10 and 14 for Seething Seb.
Yeah, 3 main chances here. 14 Woken with a Kiss is a filly who extends to 1,400 after 2 narrow defeats the last couple on soft 7 and a dry track last time. Has never seen heavy, but she gets a good sit here. She could even be our front runner in the race, and I think she gets a chance to break on through. 6 Evocateur can be the main danger. Again, first time on heavy for him, but he's just been improving quite well. Just forgive last time. It was held up in the straight there at Port Macquarie. Should have finished closer and has the draw here, I think, to be sort of top 4 in run. 3 Mr 88, who returns, has got the wet track credentials. First up, inside draw, probably tracks up not too far away today. And there's your winning chances, I think. 10 Gem Flight, next best, and 11 Markovitsu will bomb the start and get back and finish off. 14, 6, 3 and 10 for race 5.
Race number 6 is a benchmark 66 over the 1250. Scratchings here are 3, 9, 17 and 18. Tab Fixed Odds favourite equal Standing Bear and clearly Regal, both at $5. Can XL 550 beat that 650 along with Joey's Chance? Atlantic Light an $11 chance.
Yeah, look, Atlantic Light, as you mentioned there, at $11. I think she's a good hope here. She's on the home track after a return run at Kempsey where she showed a customary speed to be on pace. I think she could probably lead this from the low draw. Luke Rolls is on board and has some history with this mare. She's won 2 from 19 across her career. Both of those have been at home. All but one of her placings has been here at home. So good to see her second up on the home track. I think she'll give a good side. She has won on heavy 10, so she's got no qualms with the conditions on offer today. Lord JC, a danger at some odds as well. Just think sets up really, really well. Loves the damp. Looks a serious danger for mine at some value. So we can play Quinellas there. Include Joey's Chance, who I definitely think has got the overall quality to feature in something like this. We'll sort of settle off speed and come right into play. And 11, clearly Regal goes in next best, putting the stablemate Standing Bear in a quaddie as well. 16 on top, 13, 5 and 11 for race 6.
Feature event today, Taree's the Taree Cup. Coming out of this one, runners 4 and 6. Tab Fixed Odds favourite, Margie B at $2.90. Charmer Baby at $4.60. Macrona at $5. $7 Group Think. And then Battle Guardian at $12 with Master Shahood at $13.
Well, I'm with number 7, Macrona, in the Cup, Brendan. Deep into a preparation, but he's hit his straps pretty well with the 2 wins from his last 4 starts, both at Hawkesbury, it should be noted. And 4th there to Mighty Beale 2 starts ago is not too bad either. He did get beaten by Real Time Warrior, but that was a dry track. Look, I think he's comfortable enough, you know, obviously proven a soft 7 with the last start win. Beyond that is some sort of query, but I still think, you know, pending the, you know, a deluge. I'm not sure we're going to get a deluge throughout the afternoon. It might come heavier later in the evening, the rain. I think he'll be happy enough on what he's got here today. And I think he sets up beautifully on speed with number 2, Margie B, who looks the obvious chance because she loves the heavy and she is in good form. You know, she probably went out too quickly at Rose Hill last start. This is far more suitable for her and she's a big winning chance. There's no knock on her. Some value in 10, Battle Guardian, and 9, Group Think. As well, I think they're racing pretty well, and down there on or near the limit, they can feature in the top 3 or 4. 7, 2, and 9 for the Cup.
Second event from Healesville due in 3 minutes from now. Jack out $1.80. Fixed favourite, Come On Aileen, $3.20 on tab. That race due in 3. Final event from Taree today is a Lightning over 1,000 metres. Scratchings here are 2, 5, 7 and 10. Bell Academy $1.95. Akasika at $4.80, $6.50. Bengala Bay.
I don't know. Well, mate, Bell Academy $2. There's not much difference there. So just turn it to $2. That'll be fine. He's clearly the one. He's absolutely flying. He's had a through-the-great sort of preparation where he's been featuring at Grafton those last couple where he's led up. He's been knocked over there by Tara Jasmine. It looks the right sort of form. He's never met any of these horses before at any stage in his career, but he's a fit, in-form horse who'll land on speed here. He may not be the leader. Talus might be the front runner, but he'll be right there. He's the right favourite here, I think. 9, Shadow Chaser, who needs to lift, but has done exactly that third up in the past. And if that happens, then Shadow Chaser could be the threat here. 12, Belrose Express, 1, Akasaki to round out the top 4 there. 3, 9, 12 and 1.
Your best value quality play of the day for Taree today, Kev?
Yeah, look, I want to back Ruby Air, the newcomer. I want to back Woken with a Kiss there in the middle of the day. But our Castaway, race 4, number 2, the best for me. Race 4, number 2, the value clearly. Race 6, number 16, Atlantic Knight. The quality numbers, first leg for me, 3, 6 and 14. The second leg, 1, 5, 11, 13 and 16. The third leg, 2, 7, 9 and 10. And the last leg, 3 and 9. Of course, we watch the weather. We expect to get to heavy, but that won't phase us too much.
Best of luck today, Kev.
All right, thanks, Brendan.
Kev Casey there with his thoughts on Cup Day at Taree. It's also Cup Day at Queanbeyan. We'll take a look at that program with Ian Humphreys, the other side of the second event from Healesville. Look at the time. It's Cup Day at Queanbeyan today. Another wet track here. This one is a heavy 8. And Ian Humphreys has done the form for us for Cup Day at Queanbeyan. Ian, good morning.
Good morning, Brendan. How are you going?
Very well, thank you. First look at the quaddie today. Race number 5 is a 1,460-metre class 3. 2, 5, 8 and 10 come out, along with number 16. Tab Fixed Odds favourite here is Chalky Gaff at $3.30. Departing Bullet, $4.80, $6.50. Desert Flame and Scottish Soldier, an $8.50 chance.
Yeah, tough start to the quaddie. I'm going with number 1 here, Call Me Artie. Fitter now after a nice return. Has a good record at the track. Doesn't mind it wet. Chalky Gaff now the favourite. He definitely needs a heavy track, so he comes right into play now. He'll be very hard to beat. Number 6, Desert Flame, resuming for a new trainer. Has trialled fairly. And we'll put in number 4, Departing Bullet, in next best. So I've gone 1, 3, 6 and 4.
Race number six on the program is the Queen Bend Cup over 2,000 metres. Scratchings here at 2, 6, 8, 11, 14 and 17. Zacca is the favourite, 270. Upper House, 340. Toba Morney at $5.50. Nieces and Nephews, $6.50 and $10 for Tudor Prince.
Yeah, I'm going for the Upper House here. Was very good in the State Gully Cup when resuming. Comes quickly to 2,000 metres. It's a slight query, but he's probably ready for this trip now. Zacca is the favourite. He loves these conditions. He'll be hard to beat. Number nine, Tudor Prince. He's had two runs back from a spell. He's rising in class here, but he does drop 8 kilograms from his last run at this track, and he does enjoy it here, so put him into third. And number four, Taber Moore, another one who enjoys the wet tracks, in for four. So I've gone 1, 3, 9, and 4.
Race number 7 is a benchmark 58 handicap over 1,200 metres. 7, 8, 10 and 14 come out of race number 7. Fantini is the favourite at $5. Endermoyne at $5.50. Big Steve at $6, as is Deviant. And Missile Magic, a $7 chance with Farage. Hey Dougie on the $10 line.
Yeah, another very tough one. Like Fantini, the favourite. She failed last time on the heavy track, the under guy. So I'm not sure about her being the favourite, but she has a good chance. The previous form is good. Concrete has a big weight, but he doesn't mind these conditions. Endymion going well. Last start winner. Gets him well after the claim here today. Deviate has a chance. And also put in Hey Dougie. He loves a wet track. So very tough leg this one. I've gone 4, 1, 3, 5. And we'll put in number 11 as well.
Final event on the programs, the Thunderbolt handicap over 1,000 metres. Scratchings here from the last runners 1, 2, 6, 9 and 11. Tabfixnod's favourite in the last, Shores of Avalon at $2.40. Up Trumps at 5, 5.50 Star of Harada. Demonstrate at $10, $11. Look only.
Yeah, all the scratchings, all the key scratchings. I thought this was the best of the day now, Brendan. Shores of Avalon, two runs back from Spell have both been very good. Brodie Lloyd gets on today, loves the wet tracks. Drawn out, but it won't matter to you, especially by the last race. So I do like him. Number 7, Star of Arada. He's never far away. Gets him well after the claim. Up Trump's resuming. Enjoys his conditions, but he doesn't win out of turn. And we'll put in number 4, Demonstrate. Another one resuming is the 4. Soon the last was gone 5, 7, 3 and 4.
Best value, caught him play for Queanbeyan Cup Day, please, Ian.
Yeah, he's the best, Brendan. Wait for the last race 8, number 5, Shores of Avalon. The value will go back to race 5. Number 1, Call Me Artie. He was good when resuming. It's not a strong race, a few scratchings. He's about $8, so that's good each way. Quaddy, the first leg, will take numbers 1, 3, 4, 6 and 7. Second leg, 1, 3, 4, 7. Third leg, 1, 3, 4, 5 and 11. And we'll just take number 5 in the last.
Best of luck today, Ian.
Thanks, Brendan.
Ian Humphries with his thoughts on Queanbeyan Cup Day. Toe to their second at Healesville. 6 Dance to Forget, $12, $10 and $4. 8 Vortex, $2.20. 4 Tom for Sure, 3rd No Div, 4th into 2. 16.80 Quinella, 25.70 Exacta, Trifecta, 192.80. 6 8 4 2 First for $280.21. 6 running double, $19.80. Race number 3 from Healesville and 10 from now. Tab Fixed Odds favourite, Aston Galahad at $3.80. Cruz holds the call on the tote at $3. Queensland Racing today heads north to Townsville. Michael Charge has been through the form for us at Townsville. Michael, good morning.
Good morning, Brennan. Yeah, beautiful day in Townsville today. Looking forward to this meeting. The amateurs, it's traditionally a good meeting, and I thought a really good cup race too.
Race number 5, a benchmark 65 over 1,000 metres. No scratchings here. Tabfixed Odds favourite is Proximate Cause number 6 at $2. $3.50 Big Jake. Want a tweet at 7. And $11 My Boy Sam.
Yeah, I'm 6247 here. The 6 Proximate Cause is very, very good, this horse. Of course, he's a full brother to Prized Icon, who won a derby. And here he is going around at 1,000 at Townsville. But he was great winning his maiden here two back. He went to Mackay over the 1,200 last start. He was even better. I guess there's some slight risk about him coming back to the 1,000 today. He's probably looking for a bit further, but he's just got class all over them. So he's going to be hard to beat. But this will be a big test for him today. So 6 on top, Proximate Cause, the 2, Big Jake. Thought his run was really good at Rockhampton last start. Don't be surprised to see him try to put the asset to Proximate Cause. Before My Boy Sam, his run at Mackay was great last start. He was wide throughout. He can close off well. So if they go mad, watch for him. And the 7 won a tweet in consistent form. So 6247, race 5.
Second leg of the quaddy is the open handicap over 1,200 metres. Three is the scratching. Only want to sing lumping the 64 for Robbie Fraud is the favourite here at $2.10. Simply splashing at $5.650 for Ashton Blair and Star Banner $7.50.
I know it's a lot of weight, but he's very, very good, this horse. He's won the three here at the track. All have been at the 1,200 metres, and I think he giggles when Jared Wheelow puts him on the float at Rockhampton. Robbie Fraud ride, 64, but I just think he'll roll along under his own steam and he'll be too good for them. So one only want to sing. Two Langro's a very good horse when he's right, Langro. He's got to carry the 62 kilos, but don't sell him short. He'll be right at the girth of only want to sing for as long as he can. Five, Chavot's smart. He's got the big weight pull on the top two. Whether he's got the class, we'll see. And the four simply splashing will close off if they do go mad. 1, 2, 5, 4, race six.
Race number seven, an open handicap over the mile. Scratchings here, 7, 8, and 10. Maquirot, $3. $3.20, North Africa. Love Express, $5, $6. Dio Duro, and $7 for a Moody Bay.
Yeah, here's another Jared Wheelow runner on 1, 3, 2, 5, 1 North Africa on top. He's a smart horse, North Africa. He's metro quality, so the two runs back from a break. And both over the 1,200, just ready to launch into something over the mile now. And I just think he'll roll along North Africa, and it'll be very, very hard to get past. He's smart. One on top, North Africa. Three, Mercurio. Very good horse. He's been up a while. He's been through the Northern Carnivals. Great win last start. Lacey Morrison basically pulled their pants down, led, and did it well. So he's going to be hard to beat despite the draw, Mercurio. Two, Diodoro. He's going well, Diodoro. Both last starts at the 1,400 have been good. The mile today, it's a slight query. The five Buster Blocks, not the worst. So good race. 1, 3, 2, 5, race seven.
Final event on the program is a class one over 1,300 metres. Put the pen through runners 9 and 15. Dawson Diamond is the favourite here, 280. Focus, 380. $8 Mighty Marmalade and Dawn Striker, $9 chance.
Yeah, tough finish to the day. 6, 3, 11, 2 for me. Six on top, Dawson Diamond. I think she might be well above average. That maiden win was great at Rocky last start. I know this is tougher and she's drawn horrible, but I just think Justin Stanley will press the button on her. She'll go forward, and if he's able to stack them up, I think she'll give a good kick for the 1,300 today. She looks as though she'll get it, no problems. So six on top. I could really make a case for the 13, Cat in the Rain. Almost put her on top. She finally draws the gate. I guess just a little query, the 1,300 metres. She's get back and run on horse. So she gives the indication she'll run it, but still a query. 11, Mighty Marmalade, hasn't won for a long, long time, but she's a chance, and I wouldn't be surprised to see her knock them off. And the two Focus was a good maiden win here last start, first start in the north. So tough race to finish the quaddy. 6, 13, 11, and 2 for me.
6, 13, 11, and 2 from Michael Charge in the last from Townsville. Michael, your best value quaddy play of the day, please.
Yeah, best bet, just the one. Race 6, horse 1, only want to sing. He just loves it here. Unbeaten, all at the distance. I just can't see them beating him with Robbie Fraud in the saddle despite the big weight. So race 6, horse 1, only want to sing. Quaddy today, first leg race 5, I'm 6, 2 and 4. Second leg race 6, I'm 1 and 2. The only danger, I thought, Langro there to only want to sing. Third leg race 7, 1 and 3. North Africa, Mercurio, the only danger to him. And in the last leg race 8, I thought it was tough, as I said, 6, 13, 11 and 2. A play of the day, well, we love our multis, don't we? So I guess we've got to maybe do this, the first three legs of the quaddy. So race 5, 4, 6, proximate cause to win because he's ultra smart. Race 6, horse 1, only want to sing. I think he'll get the job done to win. Into race 7, horse 1, North Africa to win. So a little three-leg multi, I think that'll get us the chockies and we'll be giggling all the way to the bank.
Looking forward to it, Michael. Best of luck today at Townsville. We'll be riding with you.
Thanks, mate.
Michael Charge there with the form from Townsville. South Australian racing today heads to Clare's. Track rating is a soft 6. Nadia Horn has been through the form. Nadia, good morning.
Good morning to you, Brendan. How are you?
Very well, thank you. First look at the quaddy from Clare today is a maiden over the 1,100 metres. Scratchings from this event, runners 8, 10, 12 and 16. Tabfix.'s favourite, Star Espresso, $1.65. 480 Dazzling Harmony, Brazen Eagle, $7.50 and $8 for Cherokee Queen.
Well, it's short, the 11 Star Espresso, but deservedly so on its recent form. It does look like it's got a bit of an edge on these. It's drawn favourably, should get a pretty good run throughout. Look, if you go through its form, it was a good effort in a metro race last time out when it was up on speed, and that was the run race won by Rodeo. You'd expect it to be able to take that form to the races today, down a lot in grade and win. So the 11 on top of number 5, Dazzling Harmony, who has drawn the inside gate and is fitter for 2 runs back from a break. 3, Brazen Eagle, I've got in as the next pick, who has had 2 runs back this preparation, but does get into a much easier race. We saw it as its first ever start runner. A pretty bold effort when placed. If it could run up to that again, you'd have to give it some place chance. And then out to number 6, Hack Arrest. But it does look like Star Espresso's race to lose. 11, 5, 3, 6, race 4.
Race number 5 on the program is a benchmark 54 over 1,800 metres. 1 and 2 come out. 8, Happy Adam is the Town Fixed Odds favourite at $2. Charmed Individual at 3. Duke of Christoph at 5.50. And our old mate Desidero, $8.50.
I do think that Happy Adam, if he can run up to his best, he's clearly the one to beat. Now, he went around in a race at Murray Bridge last time out and he only beat the one runner home. He was a bit slow away. He never really got into it. He was 10 lengths from them as they sort of turned for home. He battled in the straight. Look, I'm sort of put that down to the race shape and the way the race was run. He's a much better horse than that. We've seen him placed in 1,900-metre races at Oakbank. He's been competitive in much stronger races when they've sort of put him around in those events. And he's just been a horse who doesn't win too often, but, you know, he's always somewhere around the mark. So today I thought he was very well in with the 55 kilos with Jess Eaton back aboard. So Happy Adam for me. 3, Charmed Individual, I've got in as the next pick, who's deep into a preparation, but will benefit with that 2 kilo claim. 4, Duke of Christoph ran a much better race last time out, and you would have to feel that he's some hope. And then I've gone out to number 5, Friday Funday. 8, 3, 4, 5, race 5.
Race number 6 is the Clare Valley Cup. It's a benchmark 72 over 1,800 metres. 4, Bramfield comes out. Sabona 3.30 in favourite. Exalted Ruth 3.70, 4.20. Splash some cash.
I like number 8, Biachi. Look, she's a horse who's always promised plenty. They thought enough of her early on in her career to, you know, look at races over the border and think that she was up to, you know, tackling races like the Oaks. She went around in the Oaks and she did beat half the field home on that occasion. The Oaks won by personal. It was quite a good effort there on that occasion against that type of quality of field. Look, this time in, she has battled a little bit, but she has shown glimpses of her form. Look, 2 starts ago, she was placed in a mile race. Then she had 3 weeks off before being a runner-up recently in a race at Morphettville over 1,600. Now, she's had a quiet trial in between, and I'll be saying that that price that is on offer about her represents pretty good value with a staying filly who's always shown plenty of scope. So I'm happy to stick with the 8, Biachi. I've got number 1, Splash Some Cash In, as the main danger. Racing very consistently, having had the 3 runs back this preparation. 3, Sabona next pick, who's won its past 2 and is going particularly well at the moment. Obviously, this is a little stronger than some of the races that this horse has been contesting, but winning form does look very strong. And then 5, Exalted Ruth next pick. 8, 1, 3, 5, race 6.
60 seconds off the next event from Healesville. Race number 7 at Clare. Scratchings here are 1, 3, 11, 12 and 13. 1,200 metre benchmark. 58, Freya Sin, the $2.40 favourite.
And I'm with Freya Sin, the 4, drawn favourably. Down in grade is a horse who looks very well placed, this company. I've got the 8 in as the Danger Sandcat. He does go particularly well here. And she looks like she's on target to run a big race. 2, Philavon, I've got him for 31 on debut. And as far as the next selection, I went at number 6, Yolanda, but I've gone 4826 in the last.
4826, quickly, Nadia, best value quality play of the day for Clare, please.
Well, we've got 2 best. I found it hard to find value. Race 1, the 6, race 4, the 11, the 2 specials. For our quaddy today, we'll 1 out the 11 in the first leg, 3 and 8 in the second, 1358 in the third leg, and 1 out the 4 in the last. And that's our play of the day. We're going to take that cheap little
quaddy. Thank you very much, Nadia. Good luck with Clare today.
Thanks, Brennan.
Nadia Horn with her preview of Clare Valley Cup. First of 2 meetings in the world of harness racing in Victoria today comes up at Charlton. Lockie McIntosh is calling the program. Lockie, good morning.
Good morning, Brennan.
First event at Charlton in a touch over an hour. We'll concentrate on the quaddy legs, though. First leg of the quaddy race, number 5. There are no changes to this, 44 to 52. 2,100, the trip. Bonavista Boy, Barry, number 5, the $2.25 favourite.
Yeah, look, it's I thought it was a pretty open race, this one, Brendan. Look, I had number 7, Bo Bronski, on top here. I thought he was unlucky not to complete the hat-trick last time out. I've got him on top of, checking my tips here, making sure that they correspond. I had, 7, Bo Bronski, on top of number 5. And I think they might have had these incorrect, Bonavista Boy. The favourite. I thought he won well last time out before having a break. Guess the only query is he's first up off a break. I thought they were genuinely the main two winning chances. I also thought 4, Final Bow, is very consistent. Place might be best for him, but he's another one to include in your quaddy calculations, along with number 8, Benatar, who would be well up to winning this, but I think she's been a little bit below her best at her last couple, but if she can bounce back, she's certainly a contender here. My selections here for this event, 7, 5, 4 and 8.
Race 6 over the mile, 7 is a scratching, 4 Force from the pole, 220 in favourite.
Yeah, look, I thought he'd be hard to beat, 4 Force, just from the good draw. He's going to be in the right spot. 4 Roxy Royale also racing well, looks the main danger. 5 Flaming Lucky, he won't be too far away, perhaps might be stretched to win it. And 11 Magnified, big watch first up, but if they go hard enough, he can certainly finish on over the top of them on his best form. 1, 4, 5, 11, they're my tips.
Race 7 of 58 to 73, 2100, the trip, no scratchings. 4 apiece of you, Kerra Manning with the reins, 230, got a smudge, 290, 370, CC in America.
I thought he was the best bet of the day, a piece of Lou, number 4 on his home track. Greg Norman, Kerra Manning, formidable combination. He's been racing at a much higher level in recent times. I think he'll appreciate a drop back in class. He's about 230 fixed, so that looks a good price. 3, Got a Smudge, looks the main danger. Talented Horse coming off a good second last time out. And the other local, 7, CC in America, thought had a good chance as well, but the draw's against him. And as a number 5 at his best form, he'd be capable of winning this, but probably just been a little bit below his best. 4, 3, 7, 5 are the tips there. I thought the 4 was probably the best bet of the day, Brendan.
Final leg of the quaddies over the mile, 53 to 62. 2 comes out. Our classy reactor resumes $1.85. Tired 1 to $6.650. Gracie Cullen.
Yeah, I thought it was the best credentialed horse. 9, Our Classy Reactor. He's the short price favourite. Despite being first up, Kerra normally has her horses very close to the mark. They're not here just for the fun of it. 4, Chicago Knights, thought was a good value tip. Could have a good place chance at about the $2.80. The other ones I thought had a chance were 7, L Boston. He can be a little bit in and out, but the best of him would see him go close. And 10, John Richard, as not given much respect by the market, but he's a talented horse. So the tips there, 9, 4, 7, 10 in the final leg of the quaddie.
9, 4, 7 and 10. Best value quaddie play of the day for Charlton, please, Lockie.
Yeah, look, my best was a piece of Lou, as we mentioned, in the run-through race 7, number 4, about 2.30. Looks a good way to play. As far as the value tip each way, I thought in the Trotters event, Raining Lilies for the Lee Graham Stable, race 4, number 5. She's $13.320, particularly for the place, a great chance and can certainly win with the right run. As far as taking the quaddies, go 4, 5, 7, 8 in the first leg. You can go a bit wider in the second leg, 1, 2, 4, 5, 11. The 3 and the 4 are the main two there in that third leg of the quaddie. We'll take our best 4, a piece of Lou, 1 out, but the 3's the insurance. And then 4 and 9 in the final leg of the quaddie, Brendan.
Best of luck. Good calling today, Lockie.
No worries. Have a great Sunday.
Lockie McIntosh en route to Charlton. Toaster through race number 3, Healesville, 2, 4, 6 and 5. 2, Senor Senor, 5, 10, 250. 4, Aston Galahad, 170. 6, Cruise at $3.24 into 5. 16.90 for the Quinella, 42.30 exact to try 255.80. 2, 4, 6, 5, first 4, $1,333. 6, 2 in the running, double $76.90. Second off the venues for Harness Racing in Victoria today heads to Cranbourne. Luke Humphreys is calling the Cranbourne card. Luke, good morning.
Yeah, good morning, Brendan. How you been?
Very well, thank you, Luke. First look at the quaddie at Cranbourne this evening is over the mile. 1 Fly Chevelle comes out. It is a 38 to 52. 11 Chiller Bay has the wide draw to overcome, but it's a $1.28 favourite. Coming in hot at $6.850. Pretty easy. Miss Dangerfield, a $12 chance.
Yeah, Chiller Bay, the shortest price favourite on the card tonight, Brendan. And I actually marked the horse $1.04. So for those that are odds on partners, the $1.28 is probably actually that little bit of actual value. Look, he has got the highest draw to overcome the outside second row barrier, this horse. But look, in 4 runs this country, he's already started in both Sydney and Brisbane, including the McCarthy Stable. one of two different trainers now with Alex Ashwood, with two recent trial victories, very impressive, at Melbourne on the 25th of last month and on the 8th of this month at Bendigo. Times have been really encouraging. I thought even if he was a couple of metres off his best, he'd win this. But Chilabay on top. Miss Dangerfield's got an inside second row draw to track Cameron Hotto, who I think will lead. Gets Greg Sugars to drive Miss Dangerfield. Ran well on debut for Ash Wharton recently. Cameron Hotto, he'll be prominent throughout. And Mr. Finnegan was a better run last night. I think he'll be close up. And he's probably found his right sort of race to win now from a range perspective, this horse. And probably not far away from victory. Don't think it'll be tonight, though. I think it's a one-horse race on paper. 11-8-2-9 in race number 5.
Race number 6 on the programs for the Square Gators off the stand, 52-62, no scratchings. Tennyson off the pole, 290. Roy de Soleil at $3.30. Medina Bay off the 10, 7. Lunch with Arthur off the 20, $7. Medina Sky off the 10, $8.
Yeah, Tennyson's got a good stand record, a victory in 3 second places from 6 starts. He's fourth up this preparation here. 2 second place finishes in handicaps at Warrigal and Ballarat. And then wasn't that far away in the scheme of things last start, and that was in the heat of the Breeders' Crown. Greg Sugars drives, and I think he'll prove hard to catch off the front. Wilde Soleil, he can run some time from the front on his day. I mean, he's never won from the standing start, though. At his last stand start attempt, he did bomb the start. He was probably would have nearly won the race if he actually went away, but I suppose it's got to be some sort of concern, but he's definitely got the ability. Ford always interesting. Joined the Tony Zira stable, was with the Alfred stable, and has been around the market these sort of races without winning, so it was interesting. And Lunch with Arthur being decent field in a trial at this venue 7 days ago. He's obviously a horse that's got all the ability in the world, but he just gallops more often than trots. But he did trot from out and won a trial here 7 days ago, so he's interesting. And I thought these 2 3-year-olds with the two key chances are numbers 2 and 4. Tennyson and Wadi Soleil, or a 3-year-old in Tennyson and a 4-year-old in Wadi Soleil. So 2, 4, 7, 8, race number 6.
Race number 7 on the program, a 51-63 over the 2,080 metres. 4 comes out, 2 Be A Good Scout, 3.20, $6, Chapello Beach, Cheddar Valley, 7.750, common courtesy.
Yeah, this is the feature race on the card, $10,000 prize money. Heats were held here at the meeting 7 days ago. There was also 2 heats at Kilmore 2 Thursdays ago. Lottie Moon's got the highest barrier to the second row, but I still think she'll be very competitive. She was beaten the last stride in that Kilmore heat. Got to the front at the top of the straight. There was pretty strong headwind there at Kilmore that night, and probably found the front that tad too early considering the headwind in the straight. The headwind in the front straight was just run down late. And last victory at Cobram in February was in a much stronger rating race than this, and she was second to Go Dancing 5 runs back at Bendigo in July. Think she gets the right run forward, she could still go very close to winning despite the draw. Cheddar Valley came from last to first to win his heat over the course of distance 7 days ago. An obvious chance, as is common courtesy. Number 11 for the Ronans, Connor and Wayne. This horse, the last start second in his heat, and that was in the course of distance heat. Tupelo Beach, a Kilmore heat winner. A Be Good Scout was beaten for the first time to the Jeff Webster stable last week in the heat here over the course of distance, but definitely can't be denied because he has been a good draw compared to the dangers. And interestingly, Anthony Butt drives in this. I didn't put him into a top four, but I think he definitely has to go into quarters. 13, 12, 11, 9. Also give a chance to 2 in the feature race on the program.
Final event on the cards are 53-59. 2 is a scratching over the 2,080 metres. Shorty here, talent agent Taylor French for Alex Ashwood, $1.40. Captain Maastricht at 6. And Celestial Gossip, $7.50.
Yeah, I made talent agent my best for the night, but obviously the price is way too short. Looking back, up after a narrow defeat into second, that was at Horsham on Monday. He was favourite, but he was only just beaten, as I say, and he was beaten by a Group 2 winning filly by the name of Ruby Wingate. He was a fair way ahead of some horses that have been in pretty good form as well. So I think he can bounce back here, talent agent, but obviously the price is way too short for a best bet. Captain Maastricht, principal danger, if any, but the sticky drives have done his chances any good inside the second row. He bounced back last out to win by a nose, led throughout at Geelong. Bio LaBoy hasn't run for 12 months, but his best form rates him pretty highly in this. He was third in a recent Backers March trial to Sunbeast Shadow and Doubtless Space. That's good form, so that might consider that he's good enough to get into the money here from a place perspective. And I thought from a low enough draw, Illawong Phoenix was next best. 6.872 in the last event, Brennan.
6.872 in the final leg of the quaddie. Best value quaddie play of the day for Cranbourne, please, Luke.
Yeah, well, as I say, Mark, on the website, Talent Agent, my best bet, race 8, number 6, but the price is way too short. So we'll go to the trot race, race 6, number 2, Tennyson. I've got a good record from the standing start. Principally, or what is significant compared to the co-favourite, Juan de Soleil, is that he's got a much better standing start record compared to Juan de Soleil. So I think he can win with Greg Sugar's race 6, number 2, Tennyson. So we'll make him the best bet of that proper best bet type of price. And then the values in the second race, race 2, number 8, Lurking, a horse that's north from about 21, inside second row draw, sole second row runner. But I thought Strike, a winnable maiden here compared to the horses she'd been taking on. So I think she's a value chance at $6.50 on the tap fixed odds in race 2, number 8. Play of the day, let's go to race 5. Trifecta, 11 standout to win Chiller Bay. For second and third places, 2 coming in hot, 8 Miss Dangerfield, 9 Mr. Finnegan. So 11 standing out to win in the trifecta with 289 for second and third places. And the quaddy, first leg race 5, 11 Chiller Bay won out. As I say, looks the certainty on the program. Second leg race 6, 2 and 4. Third leg race 7, 2, 9, 11, 12, 13. The fourth leg race 8, Talent Agent won out number 6. 11, 2 and 4, 2, 9, 11, 12, 13. And then in that last leg, number 6, the favourite, won out. And it's only about $10 for the full unit, I think you'll find, Brendan, for tonight's quaddy at Cranbourne.
Good luck and good calling this evening, Luke.
Good on you, mate. Thanks a lot.
Luke Humphreys there with his thoughts on the Cranbourne Trots program. We're off to a break on Sunday Central. We're coming back to talk greyhounds with George Ferrugia.
Gates crashed back and he started strong. That's his 40th outing at Bairnsdale and expectations are high. He's on the beers already. Has he gone too early? The tie's off and he's approaching the home straight. He's had a few and knows driving's not smart. His wife's ready to go and he needs to make a move. Heading towards the finish. Nothing in it. And yes, he's jumped in the bus. He's home.
A real win this racing season is making the right decision to not drink and drive. If we all get home safely, everyone wins. TAC.
The Tab Phoenix, the world's first $1 million slot race for greyhounds, is coming. And we're teaming up with master trainer Jason Thompson. Pick which runner you think should race in the Tab slot for your chance to win a share in $100,000. Head to tab.com.au to enter. Tab. Long may we play.
Excludes SA and WA residents. T's and C's at tab.com.au. New South Wales authority number TP/80. Permit numbers ACT TP21/01994. Gamble responsibly. Call Gamblers Help 1-800-858-858.
Action and fun with Hancock's Racing Number 10 Limited. Own and race 7 horses for 3 years, $1,450, no more to pay. All by top 20 size in leading stables in 5 states. For PDS, call 03-5274-9171. Website hancocks.com.au.
On RSN Sunday Central, talking greyhounds.
Time to talk greyhounds with George Ferrugia. 3 minutes to the next at Hillsville. George, Sandown on Friday night. Aston Rupee, he was sensational.
Yeah, he was. Good morning, Brendan. And we just had the box draw of the Melbourne Cup on live TV on Thrill of the Chase. And I'll just go through them quickly here. Box one is Aussie Secret. Of course, he wants to use a lot of the track. So as soon as that came up, there was a sigh from the crowd. The Aussie Secret in one. Japara in 2, Kablenz in 3, Aston Rupee in 4, Lala Kiwi in 5, Lakeview Walter in 6, Tiberia Bale, the rank outsider, in 7, and Kinson Bale in box 8. As it stands right now, the market just released by the Tab, Aston Rupee is the $2.50 favourite after his really gutsy win. He's got a couple of strings to his bow, Brendan. He's an absolute star. Second favourite is Kablenz at $3. And as I said, Aussie Secret, the greyhound that wants to push off the track a little bit, is $8. So really interesting final. Pardon me. Probably you'd expect a bit of cream to rise from the top here. And I think that's why Aston Rupee and Kablenz are really high up in the market. Can they avoid Aussie Secret using a bit of the track? So I think that's the huge question to come out of the box draw.
And the doozy with the dead heat. But we'll press on and take a look at the quaddy legs at Sandown. We're under 2 minutes off the next at Healesville. There are no changes from this first leg. Restricted win over the middle. Trip Gonna Do Grace is a $2.40 favourite.
Yeah, my numbers in race 5 are 5 to beat 2, 3 and 7. I've gone Flying Jelly on top. It's got a lot of good speed, this greyhound. Nice win at Bendigo, 4 starts ago. And I think it's a big chance to win here. Of the others, number 2, Kisba. Number 3, Descent. And we'll throw in Forever a Dream, number 7 as well. So 5 to beat 2, 3 and 7.
race 6 over the 5.15 will fall 5, 2 and 10 out, so to tighten off the yellow $1.90.
Yeah, look, he's the best greyhound in the race. He's very, very fast. His last two wins on provincial tracks, Brendan, are very, very good. I've got him to win, number 5, to beat 6, 1 and 3.
Race 7 over the 5.15, a grade 5, reserves not required. Big Fonzie has the outside to overcome at 2.15.
Got it on top, though. Pardon me, Big Fonzie is an absolute star. Four starts to go up the Meadows, one in 30.04. That was back in August, but I think he'll have enough speed to lead here and win. The only other danger I can see is Arizona Gold drawn off box 1, so 8 to beat 1.
Final leg of the quaddie over the middle, trip 9 is out, 7 to run Aston Ulysses off box 7 at $1.65. People get ready off the red, 2.90.
Yeah, it looks another two-dog war here, but I've got People get ready on top off the really good draw to beat number 7, Aston Ulysses, 1 to beat 7.
Recap of the quaddie numbers and best for Sandown Park, please, George.
2, 3, 5 and 7 into 1, 3, 5 and 6 into 1 and 8 into 1 and 7. Best, I really like Big Fonzie today, so race 7, number 8. I just think he'll get a nice cart into the race from out there. He's got a tremendous amount of speed, Brendan, and I think he can get the job done.
Who wins the cup?
I said on TV today, La La Kiwi at an each-way odds, but it's really still hard to go past Aston Rupee the way he's going, Brendan.